The following is a Govardhana Puja lecture given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasadhikari, recorded on November 6th, 2010 in Kaliningrad, Russia.
So, we would like to welcome you to our Govardhan Puja celebration. This is a special program so that you can become happy. You can become eternally happy. This is a great festival which goes back for many thousands of years, Govardhan Puja. And there is a great mountain called Govardhan. Now it is a small hill, actually. It is still a great mountain, but it mostly is hid underground now. So I will tell you the story about this amazing Govardhan Hill. One day, about 5,000 years ago, Nanda Maharaj asked his brother Upananda, how did Govardhan appear? And Upananda said, this question was asked by Maharaj Pandu of Grandfather Bhishma. And Grandfather Bhishma, he answered this question quoting a story given in the Garga Samhita. One day, Krishna asked Radharani, my dear Radhika, it is time now for us to go perform our earthly pastimes. She said, I will not go anywhere where there is no Vraj, there is no Govardhan, and there is no Jamuna. I will not go to such a place. So Krishna said, don't worry, Vraj, Govardhan and Jamuna have already appeared on the earthly planet. So now very soon we can go there and perform our lila there. So how did this Govardhan get here? Many, many ages ago, in a place in the universe called Salmali Dweep, there was a great king, a great mountain named Dronachal. Actually, the mountains can also be persons. So this Dronachal, he was a great mountain. And he had a wife also. And he gave birth to a son. The son's name was Govardhan. Govardhan was a huge, beautiful mountain. From that mountain, so many rivers were flowing. So many exotic, beautiful birds were chirping. The deer were playing. Everything very beautiful. Creepers. Wonderful, fragrant flowers. So many trees with opulent, beautiful fruits. It was just an amazing mountain, Govardhan Mountain. So, when Govardhan appeared, the demigod showered flowers.
И когда появился Верхом Говардхана, то полубоги начали сыпать цветы.
And all the great mountains in the whole universe.
И все великие горы со всех.
Headed by the Himalayas.
Включая Гималаи.
And Mount Meru.
И гору Меру.
They came and did Parikrama of Govardhan.
Они пришли и совершили Парикраму, то есть обошли.
And they all accepted, this is our king.
И они все приняли тот факт, что этот Хом Говардхана является.
They declared, he is this Govardhan. He has come from Vraj, from Goloka Vrindavan.
И они признали тот факт, что этот Говардхан, он пришел с Враджа, с Голоки Вриндавана.
He is the crown jewel of Vraj.
То есть он являлся драгоценным камнем Враджа.
So in this way, everyone was so happy that Govardhan has come. Govardhan has come from the spiritual world, Goloka, and now he is here. In this world, it is so wonderful. So many years later, at the beginning of the Satya Yuga, there was a great sage named Palastya Muni. And he was doing a pilgrimage throughout the universe. And he came to that Somali Dweep. And he saw this beautiful mountain. Oh. As soon as he saw Govardhan, he thought, this mountain can bestow liberation. So the sages, you know, they approached the householders for charity. So the sage Palastya Muni, he approached Dronacharya. He said, I am from Kasi. That's the modern day Banaris, you see. And I meditate there by the bank of the Ganga. But there are more mountains there in Kasi. I would like to do my austerities sitting on this hill. So you please may give me this mountain in charity. You can just imagine what Maharaj Dronacharya did at that point. He started to cry. I mean, he was just devastated. My son, Govardhan. I cannot bear separation of Govardhan. He started crying. But you know what happens if you don't satisfy these sages? They can curse you. So Govardhan got really worried. If my father says no, then my father will be cursed by this Palastya Muni.
So
before his father could say no, he immediately said, well, how will you carry me to Kasi? How will you carry me there? And Palastya said, I will carry you in my right hand. So Govardhan said, okay, I agree to go with you. But there is one condition. If you set me down anywhere, I will not go from that point. So Palastya Muni was very happy and excited. Now I've got Govardhan. And he was a very powerful sage. He's carrying a huge mountain on his right hand. Traveling through the universe. So finally he comes on his way to Kasi by the arrangement of the Lord. He just happened to come over Vraj on his way to Kasi.
And
And by the mystic power of Govardhan, the sage Palaship felt an unbearable urge to answer the call of nature. He couldn't hold it back. So he forgot about the condition. In the pain of his body calling nature, he forgot about the condition. He set Govardhan down in Braj. And he went to relieve himself. In the natural leaving himself, he came back to pick up Govardhan. And Govardhan would not move. Now the sage is using both hands, trying to get Govardhan to budge even a little bit. Govardhan would not move. I'm now back in Vraj. I'm not going anywhere. But that sage became very angry. I curse you that every day you will shrink by the size of one mustard seed. This was at the beginning of the Satya Yuga. Do you know how big Govardhan was at the beginning of the Satya Yuga? Govardhan was 64 miles long. He was 40 miles wide and 16 miles high. What is the tallest mountain right now we know of, the modern scientist knows, is Everest. How big is Everest? How many miles is it? It's nothing. It's nothing compared to Govardhan. 16 mile high mountain. That's the hugest mountain. But that was a long beginning of the Satya Yuga. Was a long time ago. We have passed already, you see, 5,000 years of Kali Yuga. Before that, there was 864,000 years of the Dwarpa Yuga. Before that, there was 1,296,000 years of the Treta Yuga. And then 1,728,000 years of the Sancha Yuga. So how many years is that altogether? We have any mathematics wizards here? Or somebody has a calculator on their mobile phone? $1,728,000 plus $1,296,000 plus $864,000 plus $5,000. That's how many years ago that Palasya Muni set Govardhan down in Vraj. So that's millions of years ago. And that 16-mile mountain now is just a small hill because it keeps shrinking. That Govardhan will remain for 10,000 years of the Kali Yuga. That means he will still be visible for 5,000 more years. After 5,000 more years, he'll completely disappear into the earth. And then the Kali Yuga will come on with full force. As long as Jamuna and Govardhan are still visible, The personality of Kali will not be able to manifest his full potency. So Govardhan is, so just as Govardhan protected the inhabitants of Vrindavan from the devastating storm of Indra, Govardhan is also protecting us right now. So it's very appropriate that we worship Govardhan. To show Govardhan how much we appreciate him. This Govardhan is actually an incarnation of Krishna. So when we worship Govardhan, we're actually worshiping Krishna. Govardhan is one of his unlimited forms. So it's a very, very important day today to worship Govardhan. There was a big Govardhan Puja, of course. The first Govardhan Puja was 5,000 years ago. It was arranged by Krishna himself. Nanda Maharaj wanted to do the annual Indra Yajna. Indra is the god who provides the rains. And in agricultural community, they're very much dependent on rain. But his little son, Krishna, said, "Why are you doing this, my dear father?" Krishna gave so many arguments to Nanda Maharaj why he should not worship Indra. Krishna even went so far as to give atheistic arguments. Even though he was God himself. Finally, Nanda Maharaj agreed, "All right." Because Krishna told him we should worship Govardhan, because that Govardhan is the real supplier of all of our necessities. So Nanda Maharaj said, "All right, we'll worship Indra and Govardhan." And Krishna said, "No, then we have to make a whole other arrangement. Just take all the arrangements made for Indra and you use those for Govardhan." So finally Nanda Maharaj agreed. And Lord Indra was not very happy about this new program. He called the Sangvartaka cloud, which has the power at the time of the destruction of the universe to completely devastate the entire universe. And the Sangvartaka then unleashed unlimited quantities of rain. So much so that everybody was in danger of dying by drowning. But Krishna lifted that Govardhan hill to protect the Vrijabasis. So in this way they were saved. And Indra had realized his great mistake. In this way the Govardhan became very much glorified, because Krishna arranged for this wonderful puja of Govardhan. And when they were doing the Govardhan puja, Krishna revealed himself as a gigantic mountain to eat all the offerings they were giving to him. They were bringing huge quantities of foodstuffs. Mountains and mountains of halava, kachori, sweet rice, sabji, puri, gulab jamun, huge quantities. And Govardhan was consuming everything. And he was singing, Aniyor, Aniyor, bring more, bring more. And no matter how much they would bring, still bring more, bring more, Aniyor, Aniyor. Actually, there's a village now on the side of Govardhan. That village is called Aniyor. That Aniyor village is the place where Krishna was saying, Aniyor, Aniyor, bring more, bring more. But Balaram, he knew how to satisfy Krishna. One tulsi leaf was given, and then Krishna was satisfied. Therefore, Vaishnavas always keep one tulsi. Vaishnavas cultivate a tulsi in their home, you see. Because even if you make the most wonderful offerings to Lord Krishna, if there's no tulsi, he will not be satisfied. As soon as tulsi is there, immediately he's satisfied. So on this glorious day of Govardhan Puja, if we can meditate on this wonderful pastime of Krishna and Govardhan, then our hearts will become purified. They'll become free from all the dirt of this material existence. Upananda told Nanda Maharaj, just by hearing the glories of Govardhan, one immediately becomes free from all sin.
Upananda сказал Нанда Махараджу, просто слыша об этих
So, just by hearing this narration, you all become free from all sin. Now, if you don't sin again, you remain pure. But don't be like the elephant. It is called Hasti Snan, the elephant bath. He bathes very nicely in the water. And then when he comes out to dry himself off, he rolls in the dirt. So the key is now you become purified by hearing the glories of Govardhan. Now remain pure. Give up bad habits like illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication and gambling. And always chant this wonderful mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This is the key to be happy, really. If you will chant the holy names of God, then you'll become reconnected with God. God means where you come from, the origin. So, therefore, God must exist. Because we did not come out of nothing. We all come from something. And the scientists now say that we came out of nothing. But that is not scientific. Because science means observation and experiment. Can any of you show me a scientific experiment where you can get something out of nothing? Do you all make popcorn here in Russia? Popcorn? Popcorn? You have popcorn? I know in America it's very popular. So it's popular in Russia also, popcorn? Yes? Okay. So when you make the popcorn, what's the Russian word?
Popcorn.
Oh, really? It's the same word. Oh, popcorn. Okay, very good. I feel right at home now. So, when you make that popcorn, can you take an empty pot? Put an empty pop on the stove, empty pot on the stove, and it goes pop, 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 and the popcorn comes popping out. Have you ever done that? Did you ever take an empty pot and get popcorn out of it? He has not done that. Yeah, that's not possible. You cannot get popcorn out of an empty pot. Everyone knows. You have to put popcorn kernels in the pot, a little oil and some heat, and then pop, 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 you get all that nice popcorn you can offer to Krishna. So everyone knows you can't get something out of nothing. So how the scientists can tell us that the universe came out of nothing? They should go in the kitchen and make some popcorn, I think. The scientists should go in the kitchen and make some popcorn. And that way they can become better scientists. Now they're thinking you can get popcorn out of an empty pot. You can get this universe out of nothing. So there has to be an origin for the universe. And because within this universe so many persons are existing, that origin must possess personality. And if that origin possesses personality, then that origin must be a person. So better we call it him instead of it. Better we refer to it as a person instead of as an imperson. That Supreme Person has revealed Himself in the revealed scriptures. He is revealed in the Bible, the Quran, the Bhagavad Gita, and in many other scriptures. So there is a Supreme Person who is the source of existence. And the purpose of our existence is to have a loving relationship with that Supreme Person. So, do you want to know the secret of how to be happy at every minute? That nothing will ever make you feel sad.
То есть хотите ли вы узнать то, что
Then all you have to do is love God. That's all you have to do. Simply give your love to the Supreme Person. That's all you have to do. Show him that you love him. If you want to show a person you love them, what do? You give some gift. It's like you love me, that's why you give me this wonderful flower garden. Such a nice gift. If you love someone, you give gift. You feed them nicely. You speak some words of praise in their glorification. So in the Krishna consciousness movement, this is what we do. We feed Krishna. We glorify Krishna. We give gift to Krishna. We give gift. What is the best gift to give? We give our whole life. I will give my whole life to Krishna. That is the very best of all gifts you can give. You give your whole life. If you love your friend, you give your whole life to your friend. I will always serve you. So in the same way, we give our love to Krishna. By service, by words of glorification, by hearing the words of glorification about Him, by appreciating His wonderful qualities, by appreciating His wonderful pastimes, by appreciating His wonderful devotees. In this way we absorb ourselves in love of God. In this way we reconnect ourselves with our original nature. Do you know that you existed before you got this present body? Actually, the body you have today is not the same body you had yesterday. Because at every moment the old blood corpuscles are dying off and new blood corpuscles are taking their place. So you are the same person. Even though your body has changed. And just as every day your body is changing. Before you had this present body as a Russian citizen. Here in Kaliningrad. You had another body somewhere. Could have been a Russian body. Could have been an American body. Indian body. We don't know. But we existed before we got this present body. We could have been human. Could have been an animal. You see? We've been transmigrating through millions and millions of bodies. And in every body we have to suffer birth, death, old age and disease. These things are not fun. They are painful. But none of us want to experience pain. This is why the process of self-realization is of the utmost importance. Because by becoming self-realized or awakened in love of God,
и любовь к Богу,
you become completely liberated from all pain.
Мы полностью освобождаемся от всей боли.
Anxiety goes away.
Все переживания, тревоги уходят.
All types of fear go away.
Все страхи уходят.
Confusion, delusion, illusion, it all goes away.
Иллюзия, также состояние, когда мы сбиты с толку, все эти беспокойства, они уходят.
It's called Brahmabhuta Prasanatmana Sochati Nakankshati Samaksarveshu Bhuteshu Madbhaktim Labhate Param. It is described in the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 18, text number
54.
One who is thus transcendentally situated at once comes to the level of Brahman. And becomes fully joyful. He never laments. He doesn't desire to have anything. He's equally disposed towards all living beings. And in that state, he attains pure devotional service unto me.
Он получает чистое, преданное служение
Господу. So if you will take this process of awakening the love of God within your heart,
поэтому, если вы примете этот процесс, который способствует пробуждению,
by regularly chanting the names of God,
воспевая регулярно святые имена Господа,
you can chant any names according to your own religion, that's all right.
Вы можете воспевать разные имена Бога в соответствии со своей
religion. This is a non-sectarian process. If you're a Muslim, you can chant Allah. If you're a Christian, you can chant Christ. If you're a Buddhist, you can chant Buddha. But if you have no name for your chanting, we will give you one. We will give you a very nice mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. If you regularly chant these names on a daily basis,
and
you will give up your bad habits, then you will experience an amazing transformation of consciousness. Just like on a dark, cold night, when that sun starts to rise on the eastern horizon, it brings beauty and warmth to the whole country. It gradually comes up, little by little, slowly, 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 that sun comes, right? So if you will chant these holy names of God every day, then you will feel how the sun of Krishna is rising within your heart, driving away all darkness. You become completely illuminated. And you will see how God is everywhere. Within and without. As confirmed by Krishna. In chapter 6, text number 30 of the Bhagavad Gita. You know that verse? 6:30. Yo mam pashati sarvatra sarvam shamai pashyati tashaham na pranashami satchame na pranashyati. From one who sees me everywhere and sees everything in me, I am never lost. Nor is he ever lost to me. It doesn't matter where you are. You can be with your spiritual master, Or you can be attending some mundane university. But you will see how Krishna is everywhere. You simply have to faithfully chant these names every day. And then you will experience God everywhere, at every minute. This is the science of bhakti. It is described in great detail in a book called The Nectar of Devotion. Do we have that book for sale here, Nectar of Devotion? No? We need to get Nectar of Devotion. It's very, all the devotees should have that book.
She said that it isn't published now. She said that it isn't published now.
Not published, it's out of print?
It wasn't reprinted.
It's out of print right now.
No,
they must have printed it in Russia. Somewhere. All the books have been printed in Russia.
It was finished.
Sold out. Well, try to get one of those rare copies of the Nectar Devotion. By begging it, but don't steal it, but beg or borrow. The Russian BBT must reprint that book. Please ask the Russian BBT to reprint that book as soon as possible. Every one of you should have a copy of Nectar Devotion. You should study that book. You should send a petition from Kaliningrad to the Moscow BBT. We want Nectar Devotion. Everyone must read that book. That's a guide, Barbara. This is the guidebook for the members of the movement. How you can know how to be a devotee if you don't even read the guidebook? This is the practical how to be a devotee manual. The other books give the philosophy. But this is the practical how to be a devotee manual, Nectar Devotion. So, do you have a copy? Yeah. You should give classes from it. You should give classes from it, where you can read from it. Everybody can hear. So it's a very important book, Nectar Devotion.
She asked who doesn't have this.
Who doesn't have it yet?
Yeah, and about 5 people raised their hands.
Okay, good. Some of them may not have raised their hand. Come on. I can't believe that only 5 people don't have it in this room. The others just didn't raise their hand. There must be at least 20 that don't have it. How many people have the Nectar Devotion? Okay. Oh, really? That's pretty good. It looks like only about 10 or 12 people don't have it. Okay. Well, that's good. I'm so happy. That's very good. So everyone read that book and follow section 1. So now I can ask if there's any questions.
The lilas of pastimes of Krishna were during Dvapara Yuga, but Govardhan appeared in Satya Yuga. So what was he doing during all these yugas before Krishna appeared on the earth?
What was Govardhan doing?
Yes.
He was standing there, gradually shrinking. Next question. Any other questions?
gave an example and described the pure devotees, what qualities should pure devotees have in order to become spiritual master. And you also said that disciples shouldn't think about spiritual master, shouldn't think that he's God. And you gave an example that Prabhupada punished four of his disciples for claiming them to become God. But in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said that devotees should look at spiritual master and think about him as equal to God. So what should be like?
Yeah. He's as good as God.
Да, то есть духовный учитель настолько же хорош, как Господь.
That he is not God.
Но он не является Богом.
In other words, the spiritual master brings the full potency of God.
Иными словами, духовный учитель, он проявляет все могущество Господа.
For delivering the disciple.
Освобождая своих учеников.
Prabhupada gave an example when he was at his Vyas Puja Day back in 1972. He explained how during the British rule in India, the King of England was not personally present. But the British Viceroy, he was present. Viceroy. The word is viceroy, it's a position, means the one who represents the king, viceroy. So, wherever the viceroy went, he would be given all the honor and respect that was due to the king. So many gifts he would be given, so much honor. He would not accept that for himself. Whatever gifts he would receive, he would send them to the Royal Treasury in London. So, because the king was not physically present, the viceroy was there to take all of the service and the honor that was due to the king and accept it on behalf of the king. So in this way, the spiritual master, he is given the same honor and respect we give to God. But we never say that he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the source of everything that exists. He's different and non-different at the same time. Srila Prabhupada explains the personality is the personality of served Godhead and the personality of servitor Godhead. He's given the full worship just like we would give to Krishna. Understanding him as the representative of Krishna. So that's the answer. Yes.
What helps the most to improve quality of chanting japa?
How to improve the quality?
What helps the most to improve?
What helps the most to improve? Okay. Sincerity. Calling out to Krishna and begging for his mercy. That is the proper mood for japa. You sincerely call out to Krishna begging for his mercy. Then your japa will be first class. Wherever you may be, you call out to Krishna for his mercy. Do you think Krishna is only in the temple? He's not at your house?
Если же вы просто будете думать, что Кришна только в храме, и нет в вашем доме.
that Krishna is only present where your guru is. He's not present when your guru is not there. Krishna is present everywhere. You call out to him sincerely, begging for his mercy. Please, my dear Lord, please, my dear Lord, engage me in your service. Then your job will be first class. Next question.
Can you describe the obstinate disciple? Obstinate. Can you describe an obstinate disciple?
Obstinate disciple. Well, there's two kinds of obstinacy. There is positive obstinacy and negative obstinacy. Which type are you referring to? Positive or negative obstinacy?
Both.
Okay. All right. Obstinate means stubborn. That, you know, you can't stop him. Obstinate means unstoppable. So, if the disciple is obstinate in the sense of more service, more service, more service, he's never satisfied to have enough service to do. He always wants more service, more service, more service. Just like Prabhupada, he was, in that sense, he was obstinate. He never said, "Oh, now you distribute enough books, now you can all take rest." No, distribute more books. Now you've done 1 million books, now do 2 million books. Now you distributed 2 million, do 4 million books. In this way he was obstinate. Always more, 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 more. It's like Krishna was Aniyor, Aniyor, Aniyor. The pure devotee is obstinate. Oh, he wants to do more for Krishna, more, accomplish more and more and more to please his spiritual master. The other kind of obstinacy is material desires. The senses are screaming for sense gratification. They're very obstinate. So one who gives power of attorney to his senses, he becomes obstinate in a negative way. He's never satisfied to be, he always goes for more sense gratification, more sense gratification, more sense gratification. So we should not be obstinate for sense gratification. That is the 10th class disciple. If you want to call him a disciple at all. Actually, he's not even a disciple. Because a real disciple, Prabhupada said, disciple means discipline. If the disciple is not disciplined, he's not a disciple. He's a disgrace. But the disciple who is obstinate, he wants to do more and more and more and more to please his spiritual master. He is first class. He is high class disciple. So we should all become the high class disciples. More service, more service, more service. Any questions? Any more questions? More questions, more questions, more questions. Yeah.
In which way the disciple can satisfy in the best way his spiritual master?
Develop your love for Krishna. Prabhupada said, if you love Krishna. I was there when the Godbrother asked Prabhupada this very question. And he simply said, if you love Krishna. Next question. Everyone satisfied now? All right, we'll go on to the next part of the program. Thank you very much. Giri Govardhan ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.